Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English and part one of today's show, which is...
Okay, everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course,
English idiom.
That's right.
And now it's the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, as a review, yesterday's idiom was mom and pop. And usually we say a mom and pop either store, a donut shop, bakery, something like that.
Right, 昨天讲到的 idiom 是一个非常简单的一个词组，它是有两个单词构成 mom and pop, 妈妈和爸爸，但是呢这是一个形容词词组，后面呢往往跟一些商店，比如说 mom and pop, donut store, mom and popTakeaway restaurant or takeaway store. 非常小的非常亲民的那些街边小店。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, today our new idiom is money burns a hole in your pocket. So a little bit long. Let's go a little bit slower. Money burns a hole in your pocket.
Sounds funny, isn't it?
Yes.So we have money, burns, B-U-R-N-S, a hole, H-O-L-E, in your pocket, P-O-C-K-E-T.
A kind of accident? Because a fire caused a hole in your pocket?
But money is just paper. How can it burn a hole in your pocket?
Right, sounds a little bit strange.
Yes, it does.
那么今天的idiom呢是一个完整的句子。一开始提到了钱在你的口袋上面呢烧出了一个洞。那么是不是由于我们用火不小心呢把我们的裤子烧了一个洞呢答案不是的因为呢它的主语呢是 money 不是 fire 所以呢钱怎么能在你的口袋上烧一个洞呢它的寓意在哪呢下面我 Sam 给大家做一个简短的 demonstration
Okay,
let's start
Okay
Hey, so what are you doing, Sam?
Oh, I'm just doing a little online shopping
So anything you need?
Well, nothing I need exactly, because you see what happened was, over the Christmas vacation, I got some extra money from my aunt, so that vacation money is just kind of burning a hole in my pocket. So I'm just shopping on Jingdong just to see if I can find something that I could maybe use, or maybe a little toy or something for myself.
But sometimes you'll see it.People want to get some extra money, they buy something, they never use it later. It's a waste of money.
Yeah, so what do you think I should do?
I think you should save some money for rainy days.
Save my money, huh? Well, actually, that sounds like kind of a smart thing to do. Why waste the money on something I don't need? When, actually, you know what? I have been wanting to do some traveling, so maybe I could start a travel fund.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, well, hey, thanks, Peter. I'm glad you stopped by.
No worries.那么刚才我跟 Sam 的对话呢提到了我们刚才讲到了这个 idiom money burn a hole in your pocket 它的场景是什么呢我问 Sam 干什么呢 Sam 说呢正在网上购物我问 Sam 你需要买什么东西吗 Sam 说没什么特别想买的但是呢圣诞节呢得到了一笔奖金 bonus money or Christmas bonus money 然后呢他就觉得兜里面有钱了感觉到坐不住了有一种非常想购物的这么一个欲望或者这种冲动他用到这个词组呢 money burned a hole in his pocket 但我跟 Sam 说呢既然你没有一个明确的购买的目标很有可能呢你买一些东西呢后来就堆在那儿以后永远不会碰它了这是一个非常浪费的一个生活习惯不是非常的好你为什么不省一些钱为以后呢以备不时之需我用到这个词组呢 save money for rainy days 不是说下雨天可能是那种突然出现了一些紧急的情况可能需要一笔钱来解决那么这种情况下呢就可以把这些省下的钱呢就用上 Sam 说到呢他可以把一些钱呢先存起来以后呢比如说需要旅行的时候呢把这笔钱再用上我觉得呢虽然他也是花钱为目的的但是呢比那种盲目的花钱呢有一定的计划性 have some plan
Yeah that's right because a trip can be very beneficial.
Right.
But if I just spend it on something that, like you said, I'll never use, that's a waste of money. But a trip is never really a waste, right?
Right. Okay. This is today's idiom study.
Okay.
And now let's go to part two of Youth English, which is...
Which is Hit the Books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, today we will have another form of TV show, which is called sitcom.
Ooh, this is one of my personal favorites.
Right. So what is sitcom, Sam?
Well, sitcom is short for situation comedy. And a great example of a situation comedy or sitcom is Friends.
Right.
Because we know Friends is a very, very popular show in China.
Right, 那么刚才提到了说老友记呢就属于我们今天要谈论的这一档电视节目叫做情景喜剧英文呢叫 sitcom S-I-T-C-O-M 它是一个缩写应该是呢 situation comedy
We even have some good examples of Chinese sitcoms
Right, so before we go to today's sitcom discussion now let's check vocab first
Okay, great Today's first word for hit the books isFormat. Format. F-O-R-M-A-T. Format.
Right, 今天的第一个单词呢 format 表示说我们做事情的一个形式需要的一个格式等等 format.
So this can be used in quite a few different situations.
Right.
Like obviously today we're going to be talking about television shows,
mm-hmm.
but we hear the word format a lot when it comes to computers.
Right. For example, his computer will bebe formatted.
Yes.
Well, going to be, you know, something wrong with your computer. All the information might be deleted.
Yes, right. And we can also format a disk.
Right.
Although this is kind of obsolete or old because today we hardly use disks, right?
Right.
Okay.
同时呢这个 format 这个单词呢如果用在计算机的话呢它是指对我们的计算机进行一定的格式化。那么一旦格式化之后呢我们很多的信息啊一些资料就可能被删除掉
Right But we do use format when it comes to like Microsoft Word
Right
So what's the format? Well, we can use different kind of styles of writing
mm-hmm.
Different page structures That's all the format
Right, use a lot in computer
Yes Okay, next we have the word imitate Imitate I-M-I-T-A-T-EImitate.
第二个单词 imitate, 翻译成中文的是模仿 imitate. Kind of a copy, right?
Yes. But imitate and copy, I guess the difference is, imitate we only really use with like people, right?
Right, people's talkings, imitate the way people talk.
Right, and children like to play a game where you say something and then I imitate you, right?
Right.
So, hey, stop that. And then I say, hey, stop that. You say, hey, don't copy me. Hey, don't copy me.
Right.
So we like to imitate them.
Right, and this is called the imitation.
Right. Okay, next we have the word inspire. Inspire. I-N-S-P-I-R-E. Inspire.
第三个单词 inspire 表示说激发能够让人产生灵感的这个动词 inspire 它可以用在比如说一个人在写小说的时候或者在写作的时候呢他需要一定的东西能够 inspire him to keep writing
Yes, and a lot of times if we hear a speech
mm-hmm.
if it's a kind of a motivational speech then
right.
it will usually inspire us to act on something
Right, 能让我们产生灵感的东西呢可以指我们看过的一本书看过的一部电影可能说是我们看过的话剧等等这些东西呢都能让我们呢 inspire 比如说 we are or we get inspired by
right.
the book
Right, yeah
同时呢它还有它的名词形式它的名词形式呢它的发音呢要有一定的变化 The noun form of inspire which is inspiration
Right Okay, next we have deal with Deal with Deal is D-E-A-L Deal with
Right 下一个词组 deal with 翻译成中文呢是处理能够解决的意思比如说解决一个问题 Deal with issues and problems
Right And so a lot of times when we're just feeling stressed and someone says, oh, and they start talking about another problem, we can reply, ah, I just can't deal with that right now.
Right, 表示说呢，这个问题太困难了，或者这个问题非常的棘手，我难以解决，就可以用这个词说 I cannot deal with it now.
Right, so we can say follow up and say, I'll deal with that later.
Right, 如果说这个事情目前无法处理的话呢，就可以说以后再解决吧，以后再看着办，那可以用 deal with it later.
And kind of a fun one for parents is, parents will say to their children, I'll deal with you later. That means, well, you're in trouble, but you won't be punished now, you'll be punished later.
It's kind of a warning, or it's kind of a precaution or something, right, from parents.
Yeah, not so much a warning, more like a threat.
A threat.
That means you'll be in trouble later.
Right, 如果父母跟一个孩子说I will deal with you later. 现在你先休息的，我过一会儿呢再处理你，再解决你。
Okay, our last word for today's Hit the Books is prominent. Prominent. P-R-O-M-I-N-E-N-T. Prominent.
Right, 今天最后一个词呢是个形容词 prominent, 表示说非常突出的，非常显著的意思 prominent.
Yes, so a person can be prominent in the community.
一个人在他所居住的地区呢，是非常有名的，非常有声望的一个人呢，就可以用这个词 prominent person.
Right.
Well, let's have a chat about what sitcom is.
Okay. A situation comedy, often shortened to sitcom, is a genre of comedy.That features characters sharing the same common environment, such as a home or workplace, with often humorous dialogue. Such programs originated in radio, but today sitcoms are found mostly on TV. A situation comedy television program may be recorded in front of a studio audience, depending on the program's production format. The effect of a live studio audience can be imitated by the use of a laugh track.
我们看看 sitcom 或者叫 situation comedy 情景喜剧是什么样的一种喜剧呢？是一个 genre， 是一个风格的 comedy， 一种喜剧的风格。它里边呢会有一定的情景，比如说提到了是居家或者是办公室作为一个故事的一个发生的地点。
Right, so we mentioned Friends, right? Friends is often in their home and also in a coffee shop.
Right. 那么刚才我们提到了一部美国的老友记，它的地点呢，一个呢是在家里面，第二个呢是在咖啡馆里面。Home and coffee shop.
Yes. They do go other places, but it's mostly there. Right.
Right.
Okay, now what's special, because we call this a sitcom or a situation comedy,、mm-hmm. so the dialogue should be quite humorous.
Right, 大家看情景喜剧的时候呢会不停地笑，这是整个这个情景喜剧的一个特点，它的整个的对话一定是非常的幽默 humorous.
Yes,
它是 humor 的形容词形式，搞笑的一个人就可以用 humorous person.
Yes, or funny
Funny, right?
Like you and me, right?
Okay, kind of.
Now, here's something I didn't know. Situation comedies originated in radio, but now we know them to be on television all the time, right?
Right.
Many shows are sitcoms, but yeah, it came from radio shows.
I also think sitcom belonged to TV, right?
Yeah.
Not a radio. Actually, today we found out originated in radio.
Yeah, so that's new information to me.
Right.那么今天我们知道呢，这种情景喜剧呢，最开始呢是源于收音机，后来呢借鉴到了电视的节目当中。
Now a sitcom television program can be recorded in front of a studio audience.
Right.
And a lot of times, if the show is recorded in front of a studio audience, it'll say recorded live in front of a studio audience.
Right.
It might say that in the beginning of the show.
嗯哼，大家看到有些情景喜剧呢，它在拍摄的时候呢，会有一群观众在观看整个的表演，那么同时呢，也在录像，在录音。那么这种情景喜剧呢，它有一个英文单词叫 live studio.
Yes, so, well, I've never sat in and watched a, like a show, like a sitcom, but I have been to a talk show. I got to be in the audience and watch the talk show.
So what did you do there? Just to listen?
Yeah, you watch, you see them, you see a real person. It's not on TV, but even between, because usually they have commercials, right?
Okay.
But in between, when they have time for commercials, usually they'll tell a joke or there'll be a band that will play some music.
Well, it was kind of interesting experience.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed it, actually.
If they don't have audience, so sometimes we can hear some of the big laughter, some background laughter from the sitcom.
Right. Well, it really depends on the TV's production format.
Uh-huh.
So if they can have real live audience, that's good. But if they can't have that, then they'll have what's called a laugh track.
Laugh track.
Yes, so it's recorded laughter.
Okay.
It sounds like there's an audience, but really there isn't.
下面呢，我们揭开一些关于情景喜剧的一些秘密。比如说，如果说有观众的话呢，那么大家可能听到的这个笑声呢，是真实的笑声，同时同步录下来了观众的笑声。但有的时候呢，一些情景喜剧是没有任何的观众的。那么这个笑声是哪来的呢？他用到的一个词呢，是 laugh track， 是指呢，原来已经事先录好的，然后呢，根据导演的指令，把这个笑声放到了每个对话之后，那么尽量烘托出他说话的内容是特别搞笑的。
Right.
其实我们知道有些 dialogue is boring， 但是呢，后来呢又有一个很大的一个 laughter， 我们知道这是一个人为的或事先录进去的叫 laugh track。
Now the laugh track I've heard in even some local radio shows that you can listen to here in Beijing.
Really?
Yeah. So the guy is kind of telling a joke.And then you'll hear, ah, ha, 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 ha. It's not real live audience. It's a laugh track.
Right. Sounds quite artificial, right?
Yeah, you could tell it.
Yeah, kind of like a Chinese crosstalk. So after the crosstalk, there's, we call it the laugh track.
Yeah, but not even crosstalk. Just a regular radio host maybe says a joke or tells some story that's kind of funny, and then you'll hear this fake laughter.
Right, 那么大家有时候听收音机的时候呢，也听到这个 laugh track. 比如说我们有一些相声的节目，或者一些小品的节目，那么主持人呢，在播完这段相声和小品之后呢，会把这个笑声呢推进去，来烘托出这个小品搞笑的这么一个氛围。
Now, we mentioned at the beginning of Hit the Books that there are some good examples of Chinese sitcoms, right?
Right. So, please have some stories, information about the sitcom in China.
China, mainly Beijing's television studios, has produced a strong number of comedies with high episode counts. The first multi-camera sitcom was I Love My Family.In 1993. While inspired by American sitcoms, I Love My Family used actors with theater experience to display comedic and dramatic talents. Home with Kids is another Chinese sitcom heavily based on Growing Pains, which dealt with real-life family issues and ran for over 350 episodes. It was known for featuring child actors,who have prominent roles throughout the series. For the teen audience, China has produced the Friends-inspired iPartment. Like Friends, the Shanghai-based iPartment follows a group of neighbors in their escapades.
那么我们中国有很多非常成功的情景喜剧，特别是北京电视台制作的一系列的情景喜剧 I Love MyFamily, 我爱我家。
Yeah, so this first started coming out in 1993.
Right, 看看这个情景喜剧，它用到了一个什么词来修饰它呢 ？Multi-camera sitcom 是多集的一个情景喜剧。
And not only did they use multi-camera for this show, but they used very well-trained actors. They were actors with theater experience.
我们知道这个我爱我家这个情景喜剧呢，请来了很多。表演丰富的那些演员。
Yes, this way, the comedic and dramatic talents could be displayed even better.
Okay, 那么提到了几个方面的能力。第一个呢是 comedic, 喜剧的以及呢 dramatic talent, 舞台的那种表演力。既有喜剧的效果同时那种 非常强烈的一个戏剧的表演。那么这两个单词合到一起，一个是 comedic， 第二是 dramatic。
Now this first show, I Love My Family, I've heard of this show, but the next show, Home with Kids, I've never heard of this show.
Home with Kids 是我们国内的另外一部情景喜剧，它翻译成中文的是家有儿女。
Now this was based on another American TV show or sitcom called Growing Pains.
家有儿女呢，它和美国的应该不是情景喜剧了，应该也是一个有关家庭的一部电视剧呢，有很多的相似的地方。这部美国电视剧呢叫 Growing Pains， 成长的烦恼，里面有很多演员表演的非常非常的出色。
Now just like some of the American sitcoms, these Chinese ones have become quite successful and have come out with many episode counts.
350个 episodes, 350集 is a kind of a long sitcom. Home with Kids dealing with family issues.那么同时我们知道家有儿女这部电视剧呢，它针对的话题呢都是那些家庭的琐事，它提到的单词呢是 deal with， 表示说处理，后面跟的是 real life family issues。
Yeah, and we know in shows like this where they have a family, then of course has to include a lot of child actors who actually can have quite a prominent role in the show.
在家有儿女当中呢，很多的小演员现在都已经成为了非常有名的电影演员了。这里面用到了这个单词是 prominent， 非常著名的、有名的、突出的意思 prominent.
Now, we need to cover all audiences, right?
Right.
So, old, young, and teenagers. So, for the teen audience, China produced a show that was kind of like Friends.It's called iPartment.
那么国内还有一部电视剧呢，和美国的老友记呢有一定相似的地方。这个情景喜剧呢是 iPartment， 爱情公寓。它针对的人群呢应该是在20岁左右这么一群人。So what is the iApartment about?
Well, first of all, this is a Shanghai-based show. So it's kids growing up in a big city, and these kids are all neighbors.So what they do is they go on these escapades or kind of like little adventures, and that's what the show is about.
里面他涉及的一群人呢，他们之间的关系都是 neighbors， 都是邻居，然后呢发生了一些事情。那么这个事情呢，它发生的地点呢，文章用到的一个单词是 Shanghai based apartment。这个电视剧呢是在上海拍摄的，所以用到了这个动词 Shanghai based。
Well, time's up for today's sitcom discussion, and we have to say goodbye to our listener.
Okay. All right, so see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
播电台外语广播中波774千赫有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。